The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
What a night. Three wins in a row now for the Crew, and they dominate Baltimore, one of the best in the American League, 11-1 in the opener at Oriole Park. Welcome into our post-game show brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification along the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens coming up May 3rd. Well, we're glad that you've stayed with us. I'm Josh Maurer. Coming up, we'll get you some scores in the Central Division and throughout Major League Baseball, and a highlight recap of another big offensive night, an 11-run barrage for the Crew here against the Baltimore Orioles. Plus, we get you set for Game 2 of the series tomorrow afternoon. Freddy Peralta, one of the stories tonight, 11 punchouts, part of a pitching effort that had 14 Ortho ASAP strikeouts total. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. It's been a good night for the Central Division thus far. The Brewers win here. So, too, did the team they were tied with for first place, the Pirates. Final score, they won in Philly 5-2. So, Pittsburgh evens that four-game series at a win apiece. The Reds, after losing two straight at the end of the series to the Brewers, they've gone on the road and have a 9-1 lead against the struggling Chicago White Sox. That game is at the top of the eighth inning right now. The White Sox in danger of falling to 2-11 on the season. Out in the desert, St. Louis scored three in the top of the first inning against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Cardinals handing the ball to Steven Matz tonight, and they've given him a 3-0 lead against the defending NL champions. Earlier this week, the Cardinals had lost 2 of 3 in Busch Stadium against the Phillies. They're below 500, 6-7 on the season as they've headed out west. And finally in the Central, the Cubs continuing their 9-game Western trip. They've got game one out in Seattle. Jordan Wicks on the bump against Bryce Miller. That's a scoreless game in the top of the second inning. Cubs began the road trip by dropping 2 of 3 in San Diego. We'll take a look at some other notable games in Major League Baseball when we come back. 11-1, Milwaukee gets the win here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Yadish & Jones and Signature Homes by Yadish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Yadish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Battleground. Purple. Swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Jay.
Brewers 11, Baltimore 1. What a great night here for Milwaukee in Baltimore. That was as complete an effort as we've seen all season, I would say, and that says something for a team that is now 9-3. You're listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. It's time now for our home run distance recap. Brewers were slugging the ball tonight, but the longest of the home runs was Gary Sanchez's first as a Brewer. It traveled an estimated 434 feet. The home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Let's go back into the scoreboard. How about the Kansas City Royals? How about them? They've won 7 in a row going into a series opener against the Mets. Mets had won 5 of 7, so a couple of hot teams. And tonight it was all Metropolitans at Citi Field, 6-1. So that 7-game winning streak for Kansas City has come to an end. Teams with the two best records in baseball were scheduled to play in Cleveland, the Yankees and the Guardians, but they got rained out. Yankees 10-3, Cleveland 9-3. So, unfortunately, no game there tonight by the lake. It's a battle of Texas, the Rangers and the Houston Astros. How about the Astros? I point out this game because they're only 4-10. They just got swept at Kansas City. Hard times early in the year for a Houston Astros team that's not used to that. And they're trailing 12-3 tonight at home to the Rangers, the defending world champions. That game in the bottom of the sixth inning. And in Oakland, they're underway. It's the Nationals and the Oakland Athletics. Why do I point out this game? It is the first game at Oakland since the team announced they'd be moving starting next year to Sacramento. Believe it or not, they've actually won some games. They just won a series at Texas before they got home, playing the Nationals scoreless in the bottom of the second inning in that one. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. There have been 19 homers hit through 12 games for the crew. That means $1,900 going to Hunger Task Force, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We'll get you these highlights. You don't want to miss them. 11-1, Brewers get the win. It's coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. and you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
Podcasts.
Brewers win 11-1, and it's the Potawatomi Casino Hotel postgame show. Potawatomi Casino Sportsbook. They are about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu and more, the new Potawatomi Sportsbook, the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opening May 3rd. I'm Josh Maurer, back with you. Let's get you the highlights. Brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. The big story coming into the night, the two young Jacksons. Chorio for the Brewers, Holiday for the Orioles, the youngest players and the highest-ranked prospects in baseball. They were facing off against one another for the first time. That was the story coming into the game. It's certainly not the story coming out of it. They went combined 0-for-9 with 6 strikeouts between the two of them. But there was plenty of offense for the crew, and it started against Baltimore starter Tyler Wells in the second inning. Reese Hoskins doubled with one out, and that brought Gary Sanchez up to the plate.
0-1 to Sanchez. Drilled down the left field line. Hooking fair and inside the pole. Gary Sanchez with his first home run as a Brewer. It's his first hit as a member of the crew, and the Brewers out to a 2-0 lead.
Great first salvo with his bat as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. They were not done in that second inning either. Andre Monasterio was back in the starting lineup tonight, and he followed Sanchez with a walk that brought Joey Ortiz, a former Baltimore Oriole, up to the plate at his old ballpark.
There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch. Line down the right field line. That's a fair ball all the way into the corner for Ortiz. Extra bases. Monasterio around third. He's going to score. Ortiz not stopping at second. Here's the play at third. He's in there safely. Welcome back to Baltimore, Joey Ortiz. An RBI triple in the Brewers' lead at 3-0.
That would be all for the second inning, but they'd add another against Wells in the third. A Willy Adames deep double that was very nearly a homer. In fact, it would have been in 29 out of 30 major league ballparks. The only one it wouldn't have been was right here. But Reese Hoskins singled him in with two outs. That made it 4-0. Freddy Peralta was cruising along through three innings. In fact, he had 2 strikeouts in each of those first three. So 6 total, working with a 4-0 lead. But then Colton Cowser got Baltimore ultimately its only run of the game in the bottom of the fourth. Red-hot rookie Cowser homered to make it 4-1. And then after hits by Cedric Mullins and Jordan Westberg put runners on second and third with 2 out in that inning, the tying run was at the plate, and Freddie got tough against Austin Hayes. He's got his sign. The right-hander kicks, 2-2 pitch. Tried to check, but he committed on a slider down and away, and he struck him out. Freddie strikes out 3 in the fourth inning. 8 punch-outs, and 2 men are left. Yeah, really impressive stuff there for Peralta. Striking out the side there in the fourth to keep the lead at 3 runs. And then in the fifth inning, as the bullpen door opened for Baltimore and Jonathan Heasley came in to pitch, William Contreras walked. Blake Perkins, who came in to replace an injured Christian Yelich early in the game. Blake taking advantage of the playing time. He singled to put 2 on with nobody out. And Willy Adames stepped up to the plate.
Here's the 1-0. High fly ball, deep left field. Hayes retreating at the track. Wall, bye-bye baseball. Willy Adames makes it fly this time. A 3-run shot, and the Brewers all over the Orioles. It's 7-1 Milwaukee.
Told you that he had doubled a couple of innings prior to that on a ball that would have been a home run in every other major league ballpark. As Lane told you, he made sure that time. What a night for Adames. 7-1 was the score. Then in the sixth inning, Heasley was still out there. And with Joey Ortiz at first and one out, William Contreras got himself involved in the act.
Heasley brings home the pitch. And Contreras, a fly ball out to right. Couser's back at the track. At the wall, gone! William Contreras flies one out of here. A two-run shot. It is 9-1 Brewers.
Shortly after that, Willie Adames came to bat, and he got in an altercation, a screaming match, really, with the Baltimore catcher James McCann. The two had to be separated. The benches emptied. There were warnings issued by the umpires, but nothing further came of that. The Brewers would tack on two more later in the game and win 11-1. Peralta went six innings and struck out 11. J.B. Bukauskas and Thiago Vieira combined for the final three to finish off the 10-run win for the Brewers. They are now 9-3. They've won three straight. Two more to go in Baltimore. We'll preview the second game of the series against the Orioles coming up tomorrow when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state. We're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie...
Coldwater Spring was almost completely destroyed. Yeah. To accommodate a highway construction project. And so I just feel like there's this correlation there, and that those who meant to silence us, to eliminate us, deliberately, strategically chose these most sacred sites to cause the most destruction.
It's interesting you brought that up, because I think when we were talking about my experience with the meeting at Met Council, there was a presentation on what the whole Met Council does. I could not, when they talked about parks and things, the first thing that I thought of was Bedote and how sacred that used to be and still is, but isn't treated that way.
Right. So the Bedote, it's a Dakota word. I don't speak Dakota, but it's about the confluence of the Mississippi River and the Minnesota rivers, right? It's an important place for the people who are here first, the Dakota people. Their origin story concerns the spring, Coldwater Spring, as we call it. That's where life emerged, human life. And so it's this all super sacred. And after the U.S. Dakota War of 1862, that was a site of a massive prison camp, mostly women, children, and elders that were marched hundreds of miles and then held prisoner there. So again, a major desecration of an incredibly sacred site.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's fun to be able to tell people that, because, again, we talk about this a lot, and it's so true that even our white allies and our allies across Minnesota and Turtle Island especially do not know this.
Some Native people don't, right? But, yeah.
Right.
It's time for some truth-telling.
Or a book, like you said, and that's why I say it. That's why I thought about that.
I was thinking more like an article, but okay, a blog, maybe a blog post. But
you can make it a book if you put a bunch of pictures in there too.
There you go. But the group that you're part of, this Native Advisory Group for the Metropolitan Council, originally was intended to come together to help first step craft a land acknowledgement, right, or a land and water acknowledgement. But again, the intent has always been to create a permanent piece of regional government to center Native voices. And I will say this, at the very first meeting of the group, the one that I was at, and you were, agenda had been set, and originally there was going to be a Metropolitan Council staff presentation on Metropolitan Council's roles, the presentation that you got on Monday. And instead, I asked that we restructure the agenda, put in a couple of prompt questions, and then have the advisory group speak to those and really say whatever they wanted. But to me, it was incredibly important that Native people spoke first in this process, because if it was the institutional people that spoke first, the non-Native people, Native people wouldn't speak in the same way, and I feel like the process would feel differently. And so we spent about, you know, the whole time pretty much just kind of going around the room and people speaking up. And to a person in that room, people opposed the idea of land acknowledgments.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, that's one thing. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
So you've already reframed this process as establishing the Metropolitan Council's commitment mm-hmm. to the land, to the water, to the First People. So it's more active already. Mm-hmm. And Robert, I'll tell you, the other thing that just really struck me at that first meeting was how much laughter was in that room. And in my experience, usually, generally when Native people get involved in one of these sort of institutional things, people bring the stoic Indian identities, mm-hmm. right? And kind of quiet and distrustful. And for me, that felt so good that for an mm-hmm. hour and a half, we laughed together.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, this is an indigenous process.
Yeah, good medicine, laughter. And and the people, too, that you picked, I knew everyone. And
right.
that really... really there's amount of respect and looking around in the room with the doers and I think they what we talked a little bit about the land acknowledgement and mm-hmm. I know people that listen to this show know what I think about the land acknowledgement, and it's pretty funny. I think a lot of people at that meeting felt the same way.
Oh yeah, they do, and they're clear about it, right?
So, right,
so we have to listen, we'll listen and adapt. And I have a feeling something very special is going to happen. We've already had Allison presented to the Metropolitan Council again as we set these guidelines for the 2050 comprehensive plans. Mm-hmm. You know, we're also kind of centering equity. And
yeah.
Your work and the work of this Native advisory group are a cornerstone of that equity work.
Absolutely. It's funny too, I was running out of fingers, how old would I be in 2050, and I think I'm gonna be pretty old.
Yeah, 90 would be 90. Yeah,
but that's what we talk about in all seriousness as being Indigenous Native American, is that we think about the generations before and after us, the seven generations.
Yeah. So it's a great place to have Native voices in the lead. And, you know, I've long thought, you know, we've done so much damage to the land, the water, the air. And for years, I thought globally that Indigenous solutions are mm-hmm. the solutions, right? And everyone's Indigenous to somewhere. It just
right.
has to do with how long your people have been colonized.
Absolutely.
So how do we find our way back to these Indigenous, more local kinds of ways of being? And being with our relatives, the earth, the water, and establishing those. And, you know, here we have a little window of opportunity that I intend to keep open as long as possible to actually do that for our region. And I think we're really providing a service.
Yeah, that's awesome. Seriously. And I guess I use that word a lot, but that's stupendous that this is happening. And I really, really, really like what you have to say. I tried to say it, but not as eloquently as you just did about our white relatives that have been colonized in the past. And I know one of my favorite natives and speakers, John Trudell, always talked about that.
Mm-hmm. And I really got an education from our local artist and activist, climate activist, Rory Wakeham-Up, who was the director of our gallery, All My Relations yep. Arts, for a while. And he used to make that point a lot. And I really respected that because mm-hmm. I know our white relatives can feel excluded when we talk
right.
about Indigenous solutions and things. But they have indigeneity that they have to rediscover, right? They have to do
absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we can talk more about that, but I just totally agree with that. And I think just giving our allies out there a reminder too that, you know, there's a lot of different variations of this, but our medicine wheel includes everybody on Turtle Island and the planet.
I agree. So again, I'm grateful you're participating. I'm grateful all those incredibly high quality Native folks are participating in this, and let's see if we can change the world a little.
Yeah, well, one part at a time, and I'm all for that. And it was one student at a time, because when I was a high school teacher, I always told new teachers, I said, you know, you're going to change somebody's life. You just may not never whose. And it might be just one person a year, but you're going to do that. So, Robert, very you're cool. doing that right now. And, you know, in honor of Wendy being back home, I'm going to have you be bring up whatever you want to talk about in the third segment.
Ooh. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Ooh.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Tensions are rising as the Israel-Hamas war enters a seventh month.
U.S. officials telling ABC News Tehran has readied more than 100 cruise missiles and a sizable number of drones over the past week for a possible strike from Iran on multiple targets inside Israel. President Biden warning that attack could come sooner than later.
ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. Jury selection set to begin Monday in former President Trump's New York hush money trial. The judge today denied Mr. Trump's latest attempt to delay the proceedings. The House voted to re-up the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act, or Surveillance Act, or FISA, for 2 years. State police in Brenham, Texas, say a driver intentionally slammed a stolen 18-wheeler loaded with steel bars into a Department of Public Safety building. The driver had applied for a commercial driver's license there yesterday and had been denied. One person was killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is in jail in Milwaukee in connection with a severed leg found in a park in Cudahy Tuesday. Authorities are calling him a person of interest. The FBI and local and state investigators spent several hours searching the man's home on Thursday. Body parts have been turning up across the Milwaukee area over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets soon to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high upper 60s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high into the low 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high near 70. Right now it's 48.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day was play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okeezy, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute. Final chance to see this exhibit is this weekend on April 13th.
Hey, and what does Okeezy mean?
To heal.
Right on. And we all are in that journey in one way or another, so I just want to remind everyone of that, because we also don't know where other people are in their lives. So always be kind. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, again, Native American Community Development Institute here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. And love talking to you, Robert. And I was talking to a friend today at lunch, and he's a friend of mine, long time. He isn't Native American. And I just reminded him, he's a few years older than me, I just reminded him about 1978, being the first year we could practice our own religion. And he was like in shock. You could see the shock in his face. And here's somebody that old.
So here's the big question, Robert. Could you pronounce your old friend's name?
Alex Salutis.
Ah, very good. So it's just me. It's just me.
Easy. Haley, tell Robert it's not just him.
I promise you, Robert, it is not just you.
Thank you. I feel better. Well, I would note our next show. So the Okeezy show closes on Saturday. So if you get a chance, please do. And then the next show is going to be just fascinating. It's the artist's name is Frank Buffalo Hyde. The show is called Alternative. And it's going to be a good one. And so that will open in May 9th and run through June 13th.
Haley brought that up yesterday, and I said, wow, another T-shirt there. Because I always liked Vaccinative. Wanted to make that in a T-shirt.
I know. I like the name a lot.
I love it. And then I got to tell you, we're planning our open house. If folks don't know, May is American Indian Month in the state of Minnesota. It's the only state that has that. It was a initiative of the American Indian Movement to establish that. And so here in the cities, there's a lot of festivities. There's a huge parade May 1st, starting from Little Earth of United Tribes. There's a parade entry contest. Prizes are going to be great. So I'd urge people to come down there. Also, we have our... we're getting our bling set for our open house on May 21st at NACD. It's NACD. It's a Powwow Grounds Coffee Shop, and it's the American Indian Community Development Corporation. Join open house. It's going to be great. It's going to be like a little mini music fest. But anyway, so we were discussing in the office, we have to order our T-shirts and things like that. And someone brings up, oh, don't forget to order one for Robert Pilot.
Love that.
Right?
You know, so I'm not going to.
We get
I'm not going to mention Jolene's name, but she also said, you know, we're going to have these new posters with Lily Gladstone, and you're going to have to come and get it. And I went, can you save me one? She goes, no, you have to come and get it.
I'll be texting Jolene for that.
Keep supplying you the bling.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and coming up, you know, we're really excited about the Four Sisters Market coming up, and also just the warmer weather and be able to see our relatives outside. And
it's going to be a great market season. And if you want to get to, we can talk about the Uber Lyft situation here. There were some major developments today, but another thing, and this just came across my news feeds, and I didn't even know this, but a former director of All My Relations Arts Gallery, Deani Whitehawk, who has a brilliant international career that she kind of incubated here and went out and did all of her great stuff. And she's a MacArthur Genius Grant Fellow recently. She's won some other really prestigious award. And she has now been made a Guggenheim Fellow, 2024 Fellow. It was just announced that today, I think. And so that's huge as well. And so just really wanting to support not just the former All My Relations Arts Gallery director, but just to support a Native sister in her brilliant career.
Is that Sandy's daughter?
Yes.
Sandy Whitehawk's daughter? Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that too. And she has like art all over the place. She has a big installation in New York City, I know of. And mm-hmm. I always miss her when I'm there. She's there and I'm not, and she is, so.
And she'll be having a solo show at the Walker Arts Center here in Minneapolis, which is our big, it's non-Native arts institution, but kind of the big one. And I think it's coming up, is it this? I'm trying to look for the date really quickly, but she says she's planning something big and sculptural for the Walker Arts Center solo show coming up.
Wow. Yeah. And I like,
the fall of 2025. That's when she'll have the show at Walker Arts Center.
Thanks. The fall of 2025?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to use my fingers and see how old I am in 2025 now. What? Okay, Robert. Well, what else do you want to talk about in all seriousness? Because I really enjoy our time together. And sometimes I throw you a left curve, like the Uber thing. Right. And
right. And let's talk about that. We can talk about that. I always open up a bunch of news tabs before I come on the show, just because I don't know where you're going to head. So the last few weeks, I've really opened up a lot of federal kinds of stories and national political kinds of stories, because I feel like for sure that's what you're going to want to talk about, and then we don't. But yeah, the Uber Lyft situation, let's talk about that, huh?
Well, I have a question, and I know you're on top of things here. Two things. Now, this bill by the city council is for the drivers to make enough money to survive. And two, isn't there still cabs out there?
There are some cabs, but the cab industry was really decimated by the rideshare introduction here. And so I heard the number. It's ridiculously small. It's in the dozens of cab licenses that are still active in the city. And so what happened here was the Minneapolis City Council passed an ordinance to demand that Uber and Lyft pay a certain amount to their drivers, both hourly and per mile. And the interest was in bringing the Uber and Lyft drivers pay up to the city's minimum wage, which is $15 an hour. And it caused quite an uproar. Uber and Lyft have said they are leaving. This was supposed to go into effect May 1st.
Right.
And both Uber and Lyft have made moves to leave the market. And it's a concern, right? And and I don't try to second guess what city council members do. You know, for 12 years I did that job, and you know, I have to trust that they're doing what they think is right. Mm-hmm. But it could potentially be so disruptive. And another hat I wear in the community is I chair the city's Convention and Visitors Association.
Yes.
And some 10,000 rides per day, Uber and Lyft rides, are associated with our airport, Minneapolis-St. Paul International. And what's going to happen to those, and the message that it's sending to potential visitors and conventioners is having an impact already. And so today, the city council voted to defer implementation of this action until July 1st. And so it gives us a few more months, but to either negotiate with the Uber and Lyft or establish alternatives, but most importantly, to let our state legislature do their work And the state had already launched a study about wages, and they had just came out. It was, I think, the day after the city council took the action to try to force Uber and Lyft to raise wages. The state came out with their report and recommendations that, you know, accomplish maybe not everything the city council was looking for, but a lot. Mm-hmm. And so now there's this belief or interest in allowing the state legislature to continue their work, seeing how that impacts the city of Minneapolis's interest, and hopefully figuring out a way that we can all go forward together.
Right. And I appreciate you clearing that up, because I watch the news and read the newspaper, and I'm confused. And
it is, you know, it's complicated, right? And
yeah.
And the impacts are far reaching. And so,
right.
So we'll see what happens. I really give credit. Several city council members had to kind of moderate their positions. I'm hearing really, I think, insightful and thoughtful comments from city council members now. And the action to reconsider and to postpone this was unanimous amongst our 13 member city council. So that's encouraging as well. And, mm-hmm. and I feel like we do need more time. We need to be more thoughtful. And so I'm grateful they took this action today.
Awesome. Hey, so open up your tab about Trump. And one of
there's too many of them. Which one do you want me to open up?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, definitely. Which one? Well, I just think the court date's coming. He keeps on wanting to get out of the court date. And then also this fiasco about talking on both sides of his mouth when it came to this law back in 1862 or 64. I guess that's what they think of when they think of Make America Great Again back in 1864. Right.
Well, just that line, it's Confederate era law that was established before Arizona was even a state. And there are actually two kind of geographical configurations of what Arizona was like at the time this law was passed. Mm-hmm. Neither of them are consistent with 21st century Arizona. So the question is, well, where is this actually applicable? Part of it includes Las Vegas, for example.
Right.
I mean, it's so ill-figured. And yeah. And then, of course, Republicans overall are trying to, I heard this described as an abortion earthquake. They're trying to figure out how to respond to this abortion earthquake. You're right, they're lying to people. Trump himself has said, well, it's up to the states, and so then that's the law of the land, and that he would have no interest in signing a bill establishing a federal law around banning abortions. And people are just saying he's lying. And even House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, I mean, he just said it all. He's lying.
Right.
You know, but they realize that they're going to lose elections because of these ill-thought laws and this unwillingness, this incredibly sexist unwillingness to promote women's autonomy over their own bodies. So they're losing elections, so they're backpedaling, they're lying to people, but I think it's going to have significant impact on the elections in November.
Absolutely, and we got to keep talking about it. So thanks again, Robert, for talking about that with me, because those are the things we got to remind our people that are our relatives, and then also remind our relatives to be able to bring this information up. So it's very important that you talked about that. Appreciate you being on, as
appreciate
always.
You too.
All right, hey, we'll be right back with Bob Blake from Red Lake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Ho-wah. You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
I always like to haul, and there's Robert Blake from Red Lake, our friend Solar Bear with the Solar News. As you know, Robert owns Solar Bear, which is a company that helps people and tribes all over Turtle Island with renewable energy. And then also the nonprofit that he has is also Native Sun. So, Robert, you've taken up all the cool names for a Native business, and I want to just let you know that.
It's a marketing tactic. It's a marketing tactic. Hey, I've got some really interesting news this week.
Cool.
for the solar news with the Solar Bear. out in Oakland, out in California, mm-hmm. out in the Bay Area, they are doing a they're doing a first of the nation kind of experiment. It's called cloud brightening.
Huh.
And what it's doing is it's like geoengineering, right? And mm-hmm. so what it's doing is it's trying to with our clouds block the sunlight from hitting the planet, right?
Wow.
And so so there's actually a lot of people that are, they're trying to figure out, Robert, how to deal with climate change, how to deal with the effects of this. Some people are for geoengineering. Another form of geoengineering would be, I would say, carbon capture, where they're mm-hmm. saying they're going to take the carbon out of there and they're going to put it in the ground and have pipelines for carbon capture pipelines. Anyways, there's a lot of this happening right now, and so a lot of folks are trying to test out stuff like this. But this method right here is really interesting because some folks think that this could do us more harm than it could do us good, Robert. So mm-hmm. I think this is something to watch because when we start messing with with the world's natural state, I think I think it could go either way. So I think this is an interesting story to watch, and the Solar Bear with the Solar News will keep his eye on it. Another story that just came out too, Robert, and I think this is really interesting. I think everyone should know about this. Is a European court rules that human rights are violated by climate inaction. So. So what basically happened is there's a court in Switzerland that basically, Greta Thunberg and another activist, Strasburg, were basically went into court and said that because, you know, countries and governments aren't acting on climate change, that it's a violation against human rights. So a court in Switzerland said that the argument was valid. They were in court arguing this case. And I think this is really interesting because this could be something that may pick up steam and go around the world using this argument, using this logic.
I when you first said that, I was thinking too, because we all know where people that are lower income are suffer from climate change more, and all these factory farms and things like that. So when you first said that, that's where I thought it was heading. But that even sounds interesting, where using climate as a almost as a person.
Yeah. It looks like there's about 2,000 women that are in this one group that are in this class action suit, and it's happening, Robert. And they're saying that, and they're blaming the polluters too. They're blaming mm-hmm. the fossil fuel companies, and they're taking the fight right to them. And I gotta hand it to these people, like, that's pretty bold, because yeah. I'm assuming that somewhere down in the line, you know, they've probably used fossil fuels to fly on an airplane to drive somewhere, and
right,
you know, this is really going to be interesting. So but a court has said that this is a violation of human rights, that governments and entities are not taking the climate change seriously. So they're backing this up.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What else you got with the solar news? And it's funny, we had Robert Lilligren on earlier, so it's the Robert Show with Haley.
Yeah.
yeah. Robert's the best. Robert's the best. Hey. Robert, another something that happened in the Midwest not too long ago. It was out in Ohio. There was a lawsuit that came about because there were politicians that were taking money in this case out in Ohio around from the utilities and everything like that. Well, just real quickly, First Energy gave $1 million to this lieutenant governor out there, and the document shows it. And so, essentially, you know, there was just this big bribery scandal of like a pay to play type of situation. And so this is currently happening out in Ohio right now. And it's all around utilities, you know, basically trying to block renewable energy to, you know, onto the grid. This is another example, Robert, of, I think, you know, the power of renewable energy and how this is just like, it's happening. And it's so hard for, I think, the establishment to like get their heads wrapped around like this is going to be the future. And and so you either go with it or you don't. But if you start bribing politicians, and you're a politician, everyone out there, you're a politician, you're listening to this, you know, look at what happened in Ohio. Like, you could go to jail. You could, like, over some solar. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's stupid. Right. So just know that, I mean, these things are happening, and people are paying attention. People are looking at documents, and people really want renewable energy. This is in a red state, Robert, Ohio.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Republicans want solar. I mean, this is like, you know, so, I mean, you know, it's not just a Democratic Republican thing. People, just Americans, regular Americans, want renewable energy. And so I think politicians really need to stop fighting it and say, sorry, the masses want it. No matter how much money you pay me to look the other way, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. And boy, I wish that there was some technology that I could have a little fan on the top of my, or a little windmill on the top of my house, and then solar panels. So like at night I could get solar energy from the wind, and day just to be in the city here. And there's too many restrictions right now, but I wish there was some company like Solar Bear that would start something?
I was just out in Philadelphia, Robert, and
keynote speaker. I heard.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the crowd and the people out there on the East Coast. And I was talking to some Philadelphians, and they are going gangbusters on solar out there. I had no idea how like exciting and like energetic people are in Philadelphia over renewable energy. So it was amazing. People were clapping, and it was a really good time. And I just want to send a big shout out to the folks in Philadelphia. Thank you for all the hospitality. It was wonderful. But Robert, I could not believe how many people in Philadelphia. Oh, and by the way, they said they are watching Minnesota. They said they like what Minnesota is doing, and they're watching us, and they want to implement some of the legislation and policy that we got going on in our state out there in Philadelphia. So that's the Solar Bear with the solar news.
Great job, and good job out there for all the communities out there to hear the...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.